was amazing. Mr. Cook hasn't seen Grandpa in years, but he could still tell that I'm related to him.
And when you're in God's family, people should see that you're related to God. Happy Father's Day to all the dads who are listening to Keys for Kids today. I am so glad that you're here. Now, to all the kids that are here, hopefully you told your dad Happy Father's Day today, right? And did you get him an awesome gift? Let me ask you, was it a light-up tie? Or maybe you got your dad an interchangeable screwdriver? Or how about an endless supply of duct tape? Well, whatever you got for your dad, I'm sure he appreciated it because it was from you. Our scripture is Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. Here's what it says. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Our story is entitled, Just Like Dad. One day, when Nathan and his dad were shopping, an elderly man walked up to them. "Excuse me," the man said. "My name is Bill Cook. I've been watching the two of you, and I can't help but notice how much both of you look like someone I went to school with years ago. His name was Nathan Noble. Are you related to him?"
"That's my name, and my dad's too," exclaimed Nathan.
He grinned. "Dad is Nathan Noble Jr., and I'm Nathan Noble III," he added proudly. "But you look too old to have been in school with my dad." The two men laughed.
"Nathan, I think this gentleman is talking about your grandfather," explained Dad.
Mr. Cook nodded. "I just knew you must be related," he said after they had talked a few minutes. "Your boy here, with his red freckles and hair, looks very much like old Nate did in grammar school. You both walk and talk like him, too." After Mr. Cook left, Dad smiled at Nathan. "I consider it a real compliment to have been recognized as my father's son," he said. "I've always admired my dad very much, and I guess I've copied his ways more than I realized. I'm really proud to be just like Dad."
"Yeah, that was amazing," exclaimed Nathan. "Mr. Cook hasn't seen Grandpa in years, and yet he recognized how much we were like him."
Dad looked at him thoughtfully. "There's someone else we should be like, Nathan," he said. "The Bible says we should be imitators of God. People watch our actions and hear our words, and they should be able to tell that God is our Father."
"But God is perfect, and he can do all kinds of miracles," Nathan pointed out. "We can't be exactly like him."
"That's true," agreed Dad. "But if we remember that we're God's children and do our best to show his love, forgiveness, and kindness to others, then some people will say, 'There goes a child of God.'" So how about you? Have you ever been told that you look, sound, or act like one of your parents? Can people also tell by watching you that you're a child of God? If you do and say the same things Jesus would if he were on earth today, others will recognize you as one of God's children. Christians should be like their Heavenly Father in every way possible. Our key verse today, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be imitators of God as dear children. And our key thought, be like your Heavenly Father. Hey guys, don't forget to check out Keys for Kids Radio for more great programs like Down Gilead Lane and Adventures in Odyssey, plus music and more. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.